Sayyidina Ubada bin Samit radiyallahu anhu states that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, "Man shahida an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadar Rasulullah harramallahu alayhi an-nar." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever testifies that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, the fire of hell has become haram upon that person, prohibited upon him." Now this hadith is found in Mishkatul Masabih. Now what it means by testifying is accepting all the aqaid, all the beliefs of Islam. And as for the bit where it says hellfire becomes haram upon such a person, this means that if a person has the correct aqeedah, he will not remain in the hellfire eternally, forever. Or it refers to that person who accepted iman, all the correct aqeedah, and passed away straight away. Now remember, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Risala, messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one believes in these, but then later on, ma'adallah, does something, says something which is contrary to the beliefs of Islam, against the zururiyat-e-deen, then he will be declared a disbeliever. Even if he outwardly says that, "I'm a monotheist, I believe in the oneness of Allah, I believe in the finality of prophethood," but he says something, or he does something which the Prophet ﷺ has declared as a sign of kufr, disbelief in ahadith, the ulama have written in their books, then this person's iman will not be valid. As for a person who commits major sins and then he passes away without even repenting for them, now this is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now whether Allah punishes such a person or forgives him without punishment. Therefore, the person who dies upon tawheed, the person who dies upon belief in the risala of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not remain in the hellfire forever if he enters. And this is in opposition to the person who died upon kufr. He died upon kufr, he didn't believe in the oneness of Allah, the risala of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person will remain in the hellfire eternally and he will never gain entrance into Jannah, into paradise. Therefore, it's very important that we safeguard our iman and we protect our iman at all times. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die upon believing the oneness of Allah and the risala of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.